陈牧师从加州过来。
Pastor Chen came from the from LA, California.
从 LA 过来，对，因为他刚刚从东方，从新加坡，从香港，我还以为他会有这个 jet lag。结果他一点问题都没有。
So he just actually visited the Hong Kong and Singapore. I thought that maybe he have some jet lag, but actually he doesn't.
他是在那个叫这个中文叫华人福音普世差全会服事。
And he served at the national as a national director of a Gospel Operation International.
美国有很多。对华人宣教的这个机关
，There are a lot of the organization to preach gospel to Chinese.
其中有另外一个叫 Go International， 并不是他的这个服事的地方。
The another one, the Go International, is not the one that he belonged to.
他的那个叫对，刚刚已经讲了，就是 Gospel Operation International.
所以是普世差传会。
我们也是说寄这个奉献可能会寄错地方了。
Sometimes the offering may be recorded in the wrong places.
我先介绍一下陈牧师。
I want to give some introduction to Pastor Chen.
他在新加坡长大，在新加坡生。
He was born in Singapore and grew up in Singapore.
对 ，Yeah， 在 brought up and went to college in Singapore.
他在新加坡大学念书。
他毕业之后马上就决定要服侍神。
And after graduation, he decided to commit his life to Christ and serve full time.
在大学的时候他也加入了这个新加坡的学员全道会。
So he joined the Campus Crusade for Christ in Singapore.
这个大家都晓得这个是一个学生福音事工。
We know that is a college's student ministry.
1980年陈牧师跟师母结婚之后
And in 1980 he married his wife
他们就马上到台湾
And so they went to Taiwan
这个在台湾的那个中华福音神学院
So they went to China Evangelical Seminary
在那边受神学教育
Received seminary education
然后毕业之后就回到新加坡
After graduation, they returned to Singapore.
在那边牧会
and Shepherd Church.
1988年的话，他带着两个，当时两个是不是两个这个女儿到美国这个富勒神学院。
1988, he brought his two young daughters and to Fuller Theological Seminary.
现在他们有三个女儿。
And now they actually have three daughters.
他在那边拿到博士学位之后。
He received doctorate degree.
然后回到美国。
And returned to U.S.
在美国的这个 Connecticut 牧国会。
And he was a pastor in Connecticut Church.
然后2005年的时候，陈牧师跟师母就搬到 L.A. 就参加中国宣教的服务。
And 2005, the Pastor Chen and his wife they moved to L.A. to participate the operation, the Chinese gospel operation.
七年之前，他就成为那个这个华全讲清楚华人福音普世差全会的那个美国的主任干事。
And so he became the in U.S. national director of a gospel operation international 7 years ago.
他在那边的话也负责的事情包括当然是一切的事工
and he responsible a lot of the service
另外的话也是负责那个把握时机宣教课程的总协调
and he also is in charge of the Kairos Kairos education that also the coordinator of the Kairos education
那现在我们请陈牧师。
And now we have this a pleasure to have a Pastor Chen to be with us.
。Good morning. Have you heard of Kairos? Have you attended Kairos course? Good. Have
you attended Kairos? 你们参加过 Kairos course?
保沃斯基课程其实是一个宣教的课程。
Kairos class actually is the missionary class.
We use it for missionary mobilization. 我们来做宣教动员的哈。 我参与这个工作已经有八年了。
I have been participating in that about 8 years.
那我看到很多人的生命因为这个课程被改变。
I've seen people's life and change through this class.
那我看到很多教会也变成一个宣教导向的教会。
And then I also the church has changed that become a mission church.
所以我鼓励大家，如果有机会哈，看到这个保沃斯基课宣教生命课程 Kairos course 后，能够有机会参加是不错的。
And if you see this class is available, I really encourage you to attend this class.
其实今天我这个讲题也是我在这个课程当中的一个其中的一个部分。
And so the theme of my message today actually is a part of the Kairos education class.
我把它转变成是一个讲道的内容。
So it become the my sermon topic.
因为我曾经在发现到很多人对这个耶稣洁净圣殿这件事情有很多误解。
A lot of people do not understand that why the Jesus want to clean the temple.
我们一般上都把它当成是教会要圣洁要清洁。
And so very often we just thought the church needed to be holy.
But we missed the point. 但是我们这样的解释的话，或许有一些的误差。
So we missed a misunderstanding of this passage.
所以我今天特别用这样的一个讲题来跟大家来勉励。
So I want to share this with you this morning.
我今天感谢 Raymond 的这个介绍哈。
I really appreciate Raymond's introduction.
不是因为他的内容哈。
And not because of his content.
因为他的时间哈。
And because of the time.
因为我常常到很多教会去讲道，他们的唱诗是20多分钟，甚至更长哦。And
very often I go to other churches, their worship time is very, very long.
然后祷告完一坐下，然后几句话轮到我就上来了。
And so after that, then I have to come up.
然后大家就坐在那边，我要站40分钟。And
then I have to stand for 40 minutes.
刚刚 Raymond 的介绍好让我有点喘气的机会。And
so Raymond, the instruction gave me the time to rest.
我几年前我的那个 spine, 我的这个脊椎, 压到我的 vein 跟我的 vein 就我的血管跟我的这个神经线啊。
And so the a few years ago, my spine was compressed my nerve.
那两年多前，虽然我做的 spinal surgery 这个脊椎手术，但是还是没有见好。
And even 2 years ago, I had a spinal surgery that I was not fully recovered.
所以我现在行动有点不方便。
So I sometimes don't move very well.
站久的话，我两腿会发麻。
And so I could become a numb if I stand a very long period.
如果刚才你们唱诗20分钟，然后轮到我立刻上来45分钟的时候，我真要命啊！And
if you only sing for 20 minutes, then I come up right away.
我们这些我们的领事大概还不到10分钟，我就可以休息了。But
then our leader for 10 minutes, I can rest for at least for that long.
今天我要大家思想这个耶稣洁净圣殿的故事。I'm
going to talk about how Jesus cleaned the temple.
你们都听过这个故事吧
？And you all heard about the story.
在马可福音第11章这个记载吧
？It's in the Mark chapter 11.
我想圣经里面好几段，又包括约翰福音就提到这段经文。
And there's quite a few passages that in the Bible talk about the temple.
First of all, my apology for those who do not understand Chinese or Mandarin. I do not have the English translation on the PowerPoint.
对不起，我因为我上面是都中文的，所以没有英文的翻译。
But anyway, the PowerPoint is very graphic intensive.
So, 但上面有很多图片，你可以看得懂。
所以你不需要很多字。
So you don't need a lot of words.
你跟我讲广东话了。
No.
啊，福建话的。啊，福建的，台湾话的。台湾人。会猜啊。OK。 如果看得到这个中文字，我们一起来读好不好？
If you see the Chinese verses, let's read together.
来，请。It's
in the Mark chapter 11. So turn to your Bible, chapter 11, 15 to 17.
I think they have memorized it. No problem. 他们来到耶路撒冷，请他们来到耶路撒冷。耶稣进入圣殿，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子，也不许人拿着器具从圣殿里经过。 便教训他们说：“经上不是记得说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？你们倒使它成为贼窝了。” Do you want to read it in English?
Yeah, so on reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the table of the money changers and the benches of the selling doves. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?"
那圣经记载耶稣有一回来到圣殿。
And he's talk about the one time the Jesus reaching Jerusalem.
这应该是他最后一次到圣殿。
And that was the last time he entered the Jerusalem.
那不久之后他就会被钉在十字架上。
And shortly after that, he was nailed on the cross.
那为什么到耶稣到圣殿? 因为他是逾越节。
And that was right before the Passover.
因为按照犹太人的规矩，所有的特别是男丁哦，不管你在哪里。 那在过节的时候，特别逾越节的时候，你要回到圣殿里面来献祭，来过节。
According to tradition, all the Jewish men need to go back to Jerusalem to celebrate.
当时耶稣并不在耶路撒冷。
And at the time, Jesus was not in Jerusalem.
在北边的加百农，在北边。
So he was in the north.
加利利那一带。
And he was in Galilee.
所以过节的时候，耶稣就来到南边，然后到圣殿里面。
So he actually reached Jerusalem.
他来到了耶路撒冷，他进入了圣殿。
And he entered the temple.
他进入圣殿的时候看到什么图画呢?
And what did he see?
我看到很多人在那叫卖声，就好像一个 night market 一个市场。
It's like a night market, it's doing a lot of business.
那不要忘记，很多时候犹太人从很远的地方来到耶路撒冷过节。
And you remember a lot of Jewish people come to from very far away to Jerusalem.
那献祭有时候用那个纯洁的羔羊或者鸽子。
And so they sell for the sheep and also doves.
如果他们从老远二十多里以外来到圣殿，
and from 20 miles away，
如果从家里面带着这个羔羊来的话，
so they couldn't really bring the sheep.
在路途中就好像遛狗一样，溜羊。
You cannot really take the sheep for 20 miles.
那如果羊要小便大便要很麻烦，所以呢，他们就不带羊了。
So it's very inconvenient. That's why they don't carry.
所以当时就有一些生意人看到这个商机。
And so they see a business opportunity.
于是在圣殿的这个地方里面就贩卖什么，卖这些什么全鸡羔羊啊，或者说这个鸽子啊。
So in the temple they were selling the doves and the sheep.
就方便很多犹太人。
So it's very convenient to
the Jews. 那在圣殿奉献呢，也用圣殿规定的那个银钱。
And when you offer, you have to use the money.
你从远方来到了，因为犹太人分散不同地方的不同的钱币啊，那个不同的金币有人民币啊，有美金啊，有港币哈。
And Jewish people scatter all over the nation, so they have a different kind of the using the money system.
所以沿途也很难有这个换钱的地方。
So they cannot exchange the
money. 所以这又看到商机，犹太人。
So that was an opportunity.
所以就在那边又有一些什么兑换钱币的，当然是这个 rate 特别好，特别不好。
So they can actually do some money changes.
所以他们叫喊了，哎呀，我的羊比那个羊好，他的羊比我的啊，这喊的就这真的很。
So people try to get the business.
然后再加上那个羊粪、鸽粪呢，一大堆的味道哈。
So there's a lot of fecal material from those animals.
Okay. 然后很多叫卖神，耶稣看了就很生气。And
Jesus was very angry.
耶稣看到这种情况呢，十分的。Okay. Am I right? Okay. 我翻到你们的那个 PowerPoint 的封面是16:9了哈。 我做的是43哦，所以有一点怪怪哈。So
my the size of my PowerPoint is slightly different than yours.
不管你们好，耶稣看见圣殿情况是十分的愤怒，甚至拿起了鞭子来什么呢？来赶他们，就约翰福音那么记载。So
in John, they talk about that he made a whip out of the court and drove out all those temple area.
他把这牛啊、羊啊、鸽子啊，通通赶出去，然后把兑换银钱的凳子啊、那个桌子推翻了。
So he scattered all the coins of money changers and overturning their tables.
你们怎么可以把这个地方搞得一塌糊涂呢?
How can you make the temple like this?
走走走走走走快！
And
he ran them out.
He used the cord.
到底什么原因？
What was the reason?
令耶稣这么愤怒？
Make him so angry.
为什么耶稣在这个情况这么愤怒？
Why was he so angry?
我们回来看那圣殿。
And let's look at the temple.
在圣经里面有新约到希腊文中有两个字来讲圣殿。
And talk about the temple in two words.
中文都翻译成圣殿或者是 temple.
Either temple or holy temple.
其中一个字，用一个字希腊文字是 hieron.
Hieros.
那 hieron 这个字是广泛指什么呢？圣所这个地方，整个的圣殿。
And talk about the entire the temple, holy temple.
不是指哪里。 Okay, 整个圣殿，泛指整个圣殿。
Then talk about the entire holy temple.
包括什么？包括外邦人的院、女院、男院，那个以色列人和祭司院等等哈。
And including the courts of the Gentiles and everything else.
没有，就是那个你，我到底在哪里了？OK，OK，我 where am I now？ OK，OK，OK， 好，好，这个整个地方叫做什么呢？Heron。
So the whole temple is called Heron.
The whole temple 泛指整个圣殿。好，另外一个字叫 Naos。
The other one Naos.
Naos 呢指什么？中间那个有城墙里面呢是一个圣所。
And talk about the holy temple.
这个特别是里面有个至圣所的 Holy of Holy。
And inside has a Holy of Holy.
只有祭司甚至 Holy of Holy 大祭司才能够进去。
Only the great priest can enter.
所以一个叫 Heron， 一个泛指整个的圣殿；一个 Naos 是指中间那个特别圣那个圣所。
One is talk about the whole temple, then the other one is the Holy of Holy.
马可福音讲到耶稣来到圣殿是讲到 Heron， 就是来到了圣殿的外围外邦人的院那里。
And when the Jesus entered the temple, he talked about the outside.
他在外邦人的院呢，你看到什么事情？看到我们刚才所看到所讲的那些现象那些情况。
And、he saw the phenomena of those things.
那这到处呢吵吵闹闹，但是臭气张天。
And it's very busy, very very noisy.
于是耶稣就说了。
So Jesus said.
经上不是记着说我的殿被称为祷告的殿吗
？Isn't that my temple should be a prayer temple?
经上不记着说我的殿被称为万国祷告的殿吗
？And shouldn't be my house would be called the.
你们现在怎么变成一个什么一个 night market 去了
？And now became a night market.
你们怎么这么吵吵闹闹的
？And it's so noisy.
不合体统。
And this is ridiculous.
所以呢，他就把他们赶出去。
So he drive them out.
那为什么耶稣会说这个殿叫做万国祷告的殿呢？是有他的历史根源。
And why Jesus said this is the my house is the called prayer?
早在以赛亚书56章的时候就有这样的说法。
And in Isaiah talk about this.
在以赛亚书的时候，神感动了以赛亚先知讲出了一句话。
And the prophet Isaiah talk about this.
因为这个太长，我就不全部念了。
So I'm not going to read the whole thing.
但当然当中有两句话是同一个。说什么？要与耶和华联合的外邦人。
And it actually talk about that not foreigner who has bound himself to the.
那这些外邦人呢？上帝是悦纳他们，上帝允许他们到圣殿里面来敬拜、来祷告。
God has pleased them to come to worship him in the temple.
不单只是外邦人能够在圣殿里面来祷告，同时也能够在圣殿里面来侍奉他。
And besides, those Gentiles can come to the temple and they can also serve.
甚至在就以赛亚先知也说：“我必领他们，就是。”上帝借着这个画像以赛说我必领他们到我的圣山使他们在祷告我的殿中得喜乐
And also I will bring to the holy mountain give them joy in my house of prayer
换句话说马可福音耶稣用的这称为万国祷告的殿引用以赛亚书56章的句话说神是悦纳什么呢神悦纳外邦人进入他的圣殿
And beside the Mark talk about that his house is a house of prayer, that he also pleased the Gentile come to his house of prayer.
所以为什么在建造圣殿的时候，所罗门王在建造圣殿的时候，神感动他说，你要盖一个外邦人的院，让外邦人也能够来到圣殿里面来侍奉、来敬拜。
So when they actually build the temple, actually they build the courts of Gentiles, so those people can worship the Lord as well.
然后当所罗门王建造圣殿的时候，圣殿完成落成之后，他有个祷告，他有个献殿礼。
And when Solomon finished the holy temple,
那我在耶稣的时代，那个圣殿是叙利亚王按照后来回归的所罗巴伯所做的那个重建的圣殿来盖的。
So he built it according to Sorobabo. I don't remember exactly.
Never mind.
Built according to him.
所罗巴伯所建立的圣殿，重建圣其实是所罗门王所建立，那后来是已经受损了。
And so the holy temple, the temple actually was destroyed later.
然后当这个圣殿在所罗门王建造之后呢
？After they built.
然后在一个圣殿里的所罗门祷告呢的圣殿祷告的当中呢
？So after that, and the Solomon's prayer.
然后在祷告里面们所罗门这样祷告说论到不属你名以色列的外邦人为你名从远方而来
And for those foreigners who does not belong to your people Israel but has come from a distant land because of your name
他们听人论说你的大名和大能的手，并伸出来的膀臂，向这殿祷告。
For man will hear of your great name and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm when he comes and pray toward this temple.
神啊，求你在天上你的居所垂听，照着外邦人所祈求的而行，使天下万民都认识你的名。
And so, for hear from the heaven your dwelling place and do whatever the foreigner asks of you.
敬畏你，像你的名以色列人一样，又使他们知道我建造的这殿是称为你名下的。
So all the people of the earth may know your name and fear you, and do your own people Israel and may know that this house I have built bears your name.
可见所罗门王在建造圣殿的时候，有神的感动，在规划整个圣殿的蓝图的时候，有一块地方，有一个地方叫做外邦人的院。
And so then when Solomon was having the blueprints of the temple, he has idea that there is a place is a court of a Gentile.
这个是让那些外邦人能够，因为外邦人他们不洁净，所以在圣所里面，在 Naos 里面有地方他们不能去的。
And so actually because the Gentile are not clean, so the part of it, the temple, they cannot enter.
所以他们能够在外邦人的院里面来侍奉来祷告。
So, but they can pray and serve in the court of a Gentile.
这是外邦人院设计的目的。
And that is the purpose of the court of a Gentile.
所以我们看到在整个的圣殿的外面 Now 在外面有一个很大地方叫做外邦人的院。
And so we know there's a very big place and is the court of a Gentile.
我们来看这外邦人院有多大呢？
And do you know how big is it?
从个透视图来看，外邦人是非常大的。
And if you look from this perspective,
为什么非常大呢？因为允许很多的外邦人在哪里什么呢？侍奉和敬拜。
And there allows many Gentiles that to serve and pray.
但是耶稣来到外邦人时，他看到什么？
But when Jesus entered the Jerusalem,
他好像没有看到有外邦人在哪里祷告，在哪里侍奉。
He did not see any Gentile praying and serving.
在他眼里面看到什么呢？是一个市场。
And he only saw a market.
那个市场实在太好，太大了，所以那里充满了许多人在那里做买卖。
And because the area is so big, it's filled with businesses.
这个本来是要建造的目的是为外邦人在那里来敬拜神、来祷告神，但现在却变成是一个 market.
And so originally it's supposed to be the area for Gentiles can pray and serve, not
become a market. 换句话说，犹太人把这个本来留给外邦人侍奉的机会给抢走了。
And Jewish people took the opportunity from the Gentiles that they who they can serve.
犹太人他们在单单只看到什么呢？看到他们神给他们自己的祝福。
Jewish only focus on their own blessing.
所以他们方便的犹太人敬拜，为他们预备好了这些献祭的羔羊和鸽子等等。
They only create convenience for the Jewish people.
所以让他们很舒舒服服的来到神的面前来献祭。
They only focus on so those Jewish people they can come to worship.
所以有很多兑换钱币的这些商贩在那里，让他们毫无困难的来到神的面前敬拜。为了犹太人的舒服，为了犹太人的没有困难的神面前敬拜，他们只单单聚焦于他们自己的祝福。
They only focus the convenience of Jewish people.
但是他们在做这件事情的时候，他们忘记了外邦人的愿原来起初建造的。
And they totally forgot what is the original reason for the court of a Gentile.
他们这样的一种行为，他们这样的一种的举动。
And that action.
他们是其实夺取了神原来为外邦人而保留的一个祝福。
And they robbed the God's original blessing.
他们不但没有接触外邦人。
And besides, they did not have a contact with the
Gentile. 他们还刻意的拦阻了外邦人来寻求那又真又活的神。
They actually purposely block the Gentile come to worship.
这个地方本来神的目的是要让更多的外邦人来到这里，在神的面前来敬拜、来祷告。
The core of Gentile originally is to serve the Gentile to worship.
但是现在这些本来应该有给外邦人的地方的机会，犹太人抢走了。
And originally that place for Gentile, but then Jewish took it away.
所以为什么耶稣说这称为万国祷告的殿，你们倒把它变成什么贼窝
？And the original where is the prayer house now?
什么叫贼窝
？Or thief's house?
什么叫贼
？What is a thief?
什么叫贼
？What is
贼是把你口袋的钱拿到我的口袋里面，那叫贼。
And thief is to take your money to put it in my pocket.
把外邦人应该有的祝福拿抢走了，放到我的口袋里面的话，那叫贼。
And took other people's their blessing to into.
所以耶稣说，这称为万国祷告的殿，你们倒变成贼窝了。
And so those that is a house of prayer now become a thief's house.
这原本是神要来预备给外邦人在神面前的祷告敬拜的机会， 祝福你们抢走了。
And you rob away their blessing.
你们完全没有给他们一丝毫的怜悯。
You never have any compassion.
你们把他们唯有的唯有一点点的一个机会，你们也抢夺了。
Yeah, you rob their only opportunity.
所以这是你们倒把它变成是贼窝。
So that talk about is den of robbers.
所以这是耶稣在责备生气的原因。
And that is why Jesus was upset.
很多时候，当我们读这段经文的时候，我们解释耶稣为什么会生气。
And that time we have a different interpretation.
很多时候我们觉得说，哦，这个圣殿应该是纯净的，应该洁庄严的、清洁的，你把它弄脏了，弄得不庄严了。
And so we always thought, actually, the holy, this temple should be clean and should be holy.
所以很多时候我们看到教会有些规矩，说不能拿饭菜、不能拿食物来到这个敬拜的地方哈。
And very often we even interpret that you cannot bring any food.
当然有这样的这个这样有这样计划、有这样的举动，不是错的事情。
And not necessarily that is wrong.
但是不能够从这段经文里面来解释。
You cannot use this passage.
有人看读这段经文的时候解释说，哎呀，你看耶稣这么生气，因为庄严的圣洁的圣殿变成不圣洁了。
And we very often we interpret.The temple should be holy, but become not holy.
所以我们的应用解释说，教会就应该要圣洁。
And so we say church should be holy.
要清洁，要庄严。
It need to be very serious.
教会要庄严是对的，好的。教会要保持整洁也是好的。
And be clean and holy.
甚至教会绝对应该是圣洁。
And church has to be holy.
但问题是什么叫圣洁
？But what is holy?
什么是圣洁
？What is holy?
我相信很多人对圣洁的观念也不是很正确。圣洁就是分别为圣的意思。圣洁就跟世界的价值观跟世界的世界观有所不同。
We're different than the worldview.
教会应该圣洁，乃是因为神的国的价值观、神国的这个权柄在教会里面得彰显，这叫做教会的圣洁。
Is God's view will be glorified in church?
如果我们只是说，哎呀，不能够随便穿衣服进来教会，这叫做不圣洁。
And we cannot say just casual clothes come to church is not holy.
如果我们说我们拿着一瓶水，拿一个食物到这边的敬拜的话，这个不合体统，这个不圣洁。
And bring water the food to church is not holy.
我想这个跟圣经所说的圣洁不太一样。
And that is not what the Bible.
所以我们记住，教会要圣洁，乃是应该跟世界有所不同。
And we need to be separate from the world.
那。这段经文解释不是用来那里的。
And so this passage is different.
这段经文解释，这段经文的意思是说，神给外邦人给外邦人的机会，但是神的儿女把他抢走了。
And they talk about the God has to give the opportunity to Gentile, but children of God actually took it away.
这是这段圣经的解释。
And this is what the true interpretation.
今天教会的表现有什么不同呢
？And what is our
今天教会的外邦人的怨在哪里呢
？And where is the Gentiles' court?
教会乃是神的殿。
And church is the
哥林多后书六章十一节说，我们教会乃是什么呢？神的殿。
And we are the temple.
虽然在耶路撒冷盖的圣殿已经毁了，没有了。
So even the Jerusalem has been destroyed.
但是当圣灵重建我们的基督圣洁的时候，保罗说，其实我们教会也就是怎么神的殿。
And our church and us, we are the temple.
我们这个神的殿里面也应该是圣洁的，与世界有所不同的。
And we should be holy, should be separate from the world.
在我们的这个圣殿里面，教会的圣殿里面，应该还有一块地方叫做外邦人的院。
And inside there should be a court of Gentile.
我们这个圣殿。我们这个教会的圣殿依然是万民祷告的殿。
And in this temple should be the prayer of our temple.
既然是一个万民祷告的殿，在我们教会里面应该还有一块地方，让万民、让外邦人能够来到这里面前来向我们的神祷告的地方。
If we have this core of Gentile, we should have an opportunity to really give it to the Gentiles.
今天外邦人的院在哪里
？Where is the core of
Gentile? 你的心里面还有外邦人的院吗
？And do you have this?
在你的心里，在每一个个别的信徒里面，在心里面还有一块地方叫。外邦人的愿吗
？Do you have it in your heart? Has a core of a Gentile?
在你的祷告的生活里面，你们经常纪念到那些还没有信耶稣的人
？And when you pray, do you always remember people have not heard?
在你心里面那个同情心、那个怜悯的心，还有没有很多的时间是怜悯、同情那些还没有得到救恩的那些飞机的朋友
？Do you have the compassion for non-Christians?
你心里面会不会常常惦记着这些还没有？得救的人为他们焦急如同火烧呢
And do you remember those people and worry because they have not
no Christ? 你心里你的殿还有一块地方叫做外邦人的院吗
Your heart inside do you have a court of Gentile?
教会还有外邦人的院吗
And in church Do we have a court of
Gentiles? 教会是基督的身体，还仍然是什么呢？神的殿。
We're a body of Christ, and we are part of the temple.
在这个殿里面，神已经预备了许多的机会，在外邦的院里面预备了许多机会，给那些还没有信主的朋友。我们有没有抹杀他们来到神面前的机会
？And in the temple, have we robbed opportunity to reach?The gospel,
我们教会花了很多的精神、精力、时间、人才、钱财，花了很多是围着我们教会里面内部的活动。
And very often we spend a lot of money and time is only for our own activities.
我们的这些人才、这些钱财的机会，有多少是留给那些还没有信主的朋友们
？And how much energy we actually spend on non-Christians?
教会里面还有外邦人的院吗
？Do we have the core of Gentile?
教会的殿仍然是。万民祷告的殿
and our church, our temple is a prayer of temple.
我必须这样说
I have to say this.
我经常跑到不同的教会，很多教会去讲道，去推广这个宣教。
And very often I go to all different churches talk about mission.
我必须说，大部分很多，我不敢说大部分了，很多的教会，外邦的院已经不在了。
And many churches they do not have the core of Gentiles.
他们花了他们大部分的精神在教会里面属灵的建造。
And they are building the spiritual inside the church.
我不是说属灵的建造不重要，也不应该，不是这样。
I'm not saying that to build up the spiritual thing is not good in church.
但相对来讲，我们教会很多教会里面为这些福音的工作、宣教的工作所献上的能力跟财力。少的有限，待会我们会看到这一点。
And so very often, actually, we spend the time on missions very, very little.
所以耶稣看到情况，难道圣经说他焦急如同火烧
？And he says his heart is like a burning.
耶稣着急啊
！He was really, really worried.
他看到他所建立的教会落到这个田埠，他着急啊
！And when he saw the temple, he was really
worried. 我建立教会的目的是让外邦人有这个机会来到认识神，但是现在没有了，给你们基督徒抢光了。
And I built the court of Gentiles to have opportunity for them to serve and worship, but you robbed away.
我们今天的外邦人在哪里呢
？And where's our Gentile?
我们来看看，我们拿一个测谎机来测一下我们的心啊。
And let's look the use a lie detector.
我们常常说哈，你说你爱神吗？我说我当然是我爱神的，谁敢说我不爱神
？Very often you people ask, "Do you love God?" You say, "Of course I love God."
但是不晓得有什么测谎机哈。
But what kind of lie detector we have?
耶稣对彼得说了三次，你爱我吗
？And when the Jesus said to Peter three times, "Do you love me?" What Peter said?
Of course.
Yes, 我很爱。
我爱你。
Yes, I love you.
彼得有说过一句话，我不敢说呢。
And there was one time Peter said, "I could not even say."
你知道我爱你。
Lord, you know
这句话
I love you.
我很难说，我说不出来。
I cannot say it.
主啊，你知道的哈，你真的知道你是神吗？我爱不爱你，你知道，我口可以随便讲啊。
Lord, you know, you know I love you.
你敢说主啊，你知道我爱你吗
？Do you can you even say, Lord, you know?
如果你说的话，我用测谎机来测你。
So if you say, I'm going to use a lie detector.
但很可惜，世界上没有一个属灵测谎机哈。
And but there's not a spiritual lie detector.
哎，不，后来发现有啊，这个是测谎机，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里，用财宝来做测谎机。
Well, actually, you talk about the treasure. Whatever your treasure are, and your heart will be there too.
啊，如果你说你爱神，看你的奉献多少。
And if you say you love the God, let's look at your offering.
啊，你看我们教会是做宣教的，看你的宣教资金多少。
And so if we do mission,
你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里啊。
Whatever your treasure is, your heart will be.
全球基督徒的收入有多少
？Do you know what is the income of the?
我们猜猜一下，全球收入有多少
？Do you know what is it?
前面给我个数目字嘛，猜对，等下我请你吃饭啊。
And so if you guess right, I'll treat you lunch.
啊？谁？鸦雀无声。
Everybody's so quiet.
我曾经以前读过一个是吃什么大猪小猪落玉盘啊。
So this.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, 好，三十一兆。
三十一兆。
你不要误哦，你不要误，你不要误哦。那是几年前的哦，我刚刚看到2018年是57兆。
So actually, is a 57 trillion.
那三十七或者五十七兆到底是什么观念呢
？And what is the concept between 37 and 57 trillion?
三十一的后面有12个零。
And 31 after that, there's a 12 zeros.
只要给我万分之一，我已经是大财主了。
If you give me one tenth of the, I will be a millionaire.
全球的基督徒，哎，我们不用三十一了，是以前的事情。现在哈，去年57兆，请问这57兆的基督徒所赚来的钱到哪里去了
？And so we have the Christians' incomes of 57 trillion. Where do we spend it?
你的财宝在哪里？你的心 也在哪里。
Where your treasure is, and then your heart will be.
98.1%
98.1%
用在个人方面。
We use on ourselves.
换句话说，每一块钱
for every dollar
有九毛八分一。
98 cents.
Oh no, 九。对对嘛，对嘛，你不要吓我吓了我一跳哈！啊，我数学很糟糕的，每一块钱有九毛八分一是用在什么呢？自己身上。
98 cents you use on yourself.
你说牧师啊，没无法躲了，没办法了。
And sometimes you complain, no, I cannot help.
我有房贷呢。
And I have a mortgage.
我不是一个房，我两个房呢。
I have two mortgages.
啊，我有车贷呢。
I have a car mortgage.
我一个人，我太太，我有三个女儿，五部车呢。
And so we have my
我有五个车贷呢。
And me and my wife and three daughters.
我的每个女儿读书都拿loan呢，我有学贷呢。
And I also have a student loan.
我每一年都盼望至少一次两次的旅行啊，去坐游轮啊，这些钱呢。
So I want to go to travel and to travel.
啊，我还有什么？我还有。保险呢
？I also have insurance.
什么人寿保险、健康保险、汽车保险、房屋保险呢、哦？还有什么保险
？All types of insurance.
Yeah, all types of insurance.
Life insurance, car insurance, health insurance.
所以没有办法了。
So I cannot help it.
我必须要有这么大庞大的开支。
I have such a huge expenses.
所以每一块钱我有九毛八分一用在自己身上。
So every dollar I need to spend 98 cents on myself.
需要吗
？Is that necessary？
所以耶稣说要过个简朴的生活。
And Jesus said we need to live a simple life.
但是我们都没听到。
But we didn't hear that.
好，然后奉献给教会或者机构有多少
？So what is the offering to the church？
你算一下吧，剩下多少
？So what do you
有没有10%
10%？
No， 他一定 not even 1.8%。
That's only 1.8%。
每一块钱我们有一毛八，对不对？
So,
哦，一分八，哎呦，
so,
你厉害，你厉害，一分八，哇，还不到一毛啊！
So, actually,
每一块钱我只有一分八奉献给教会。
一分八 ，so actually less than 10 cents we got give it to
less
the
mission. Less than 2 cents，less than
2 cents，
1.8 cents，
1.8 cents、
啊、
give it to church.
所以教会闹穷，对不对
？And so very often church are very poor.
所以你看，我们给传道人薪水这么越来越少啊。
And sometimes we give the pastors the salary less and less.
嗯，回去问问吧，你的每个月奉献多少啊
？And you ask yourself what is your offering?
好了，剩下多少给海外宣教
？So now what is the give to the missionary organization?
0.1%。
And left is 0.1%。
还不到 1 cent。
And it's less than
1 cent. 每一块钱 less than 1 cent。
So it's one
还不到一分钱给海外宣教。
So it's less than 1.1%.
有人说钱不是万能，没钱万万不能。
And so a lot of people say money is you cannot do everything, but without the money, sometimes you cannot.
世界宣教、差派宣教士他们的事工、他们生活需要钱。
And for the missionary or the mission work, they
need money. 但是请问0.1%能够有多少
？And only have 0.1%. What can they do?
在几年前，有一个中派的宣教士。
And there's a one time is a missionary.
不是一个 a missionary from a denomination.
From a special denomination.
一个宗派的宣教部的宣教士，全世界有10,000多个宣教士，有很多拿到 pink slip.
And then they receive a pink slip. There's a 10,000.
你有没有听过宣教士被裁员的
？So have you ever heard about the missionary get laid
off? 你不要说神把他裁掉哦。
And God lay off them.
是因为教会没有奉献，不够钱支持他们被裁掉啊。
And because they didn't have enough money to offer.
我听了这件事情，我觉得很可笑。
I thought that was really laughable.
而且很惭愧。
It's very shame.
神的工作要落到这个田地。
And so God's word has become like this.
为什么
？Why？
因为我们就好像当年的犹太人一样。
And we just like those Jewish people.
我们把应该留给外邦的机会夺为己有。
We rob the opportunity for this Gentile and becomes our own.
我们看我们教会的资源的分配。
And let's look the resources.
我不知道你们教会的收入有多少。
And I don't know what's the income of our church.
我相信也有不少。
And I'm sure there's enough.
啊，看一看用在教会内部有多少。
And look at what we use
in
our church.
等它慢慢掉下来。我休息一下，这样。
Look at it.
还没到啊，哎呀。 87%.
80% we use our own.
每一块钱有八分七用在 在教会里面。
We use 87 cents out of $1 on our church.
我不知道你们教会是不是可能比较好一点啊。
I don't know why our church.
Maybe you're better than that, huh?
Maybe our church is a little better.
我知道哈。 教会资源宣布用了教会内部87%，然后一般宣教呢是12%。
And so the missionary fund uses about 12%.
所谓一般宣教 general mission 的意思就是一般的宣教很多时候不应该把它归纳成宣教。
And so the general mission probably should not be part of the mission.
我们常常说，哎呀，我们去中国宣教。
And sometimes we will go to the China mission.
你去中国宣什么教？
And why you go to China?
你是华人，他也是华人。
You're Chinese, they are Chinese.
你讲普通话，他也讲普通话。
You speak Mandarin, you speak Mandarin.
你写的中文跟他写的中文没有两样。
Our Chinese are the same.
你是宣什么教？
So what kind of mission?
从我的角度上，那不算宣教。
And so that is not called mission.
不，我们把它当成一般宣教 general mission.
But we still call the general mission.
啊，好一点啦！我们美国人到南美洲的 Mexico City 就宣教。
And sometimes we say we're in the United States, we go to South Mexico City.
Mexico City 也很多人信主啊。
And there's a lot of people.
他们有他们自己的教会啊。
And they also have their churches.
他们教会向他们人传福音啊。
And their church will preach the gospel. Why do you need to go there?
你去那边是 R&R.
R&R.
Rest and recreation.
And you go there, 只是进去好玩。
所以很多时候我们 misuse of missiology 或者 mission terminology， 我们常常用错了这名词。
We misuse our terminology of the mission.
好吧，我就当成是宣教吧。
So we just treat as a mission.
我们叫做 general mission.
So we call general mission.
每一块钱有一分一毛二。
And so about 12 cents we use on the general mission.
提醒我，你的数学比我好多了哈。我以前
So we have someone that is very good.
中学读数学每次逃课的哈。
And so I always keep a class.
一毛二就用在 general mission。
12 cents.
有一次我去一个华人教会，
and one time I went to a Chinese
在中西部
church，
很有钱很大教会，
and the church is very big.
他们的 mission fund 还有3万多块的存款，
and so even their mission fund they have a third more than 30,000 surplus.
我就跟他们说，哎，好不好？我们有很多存款，我们划船有一个几个宣教士刚上工厂，需要这个筹款，你能不能够考虑一下支持他们？
And so our you have so much surplus, can you support our mission work?
这个 mission deacon 不是你啊，这里没有 mission deacon 是你吗？是 Raymond 吗
？Yeah, Raymond's the mission.
不是你啊，是那个教会啊。
And that church
mission deacon， 那 mission deacon 跟我说。
The mission deacon from the church said to me,
对不起啊，我们有3万多块存款，但是是只留给我们教会的短宣队用的。
And those surplus is only reserved for our own short-term mission.
哇，他们短宣实在太幸福了，不用筹款，机票、教会全部付，住旅馆，而且住我不晓得多少级的五星还是什么，通通教会付到完。
And so the church actually paid for all the expenses of the short-term mission.
哇，那个教会的短宣队真好命。
And so it's really lucky they get paid for the hotel and the airfare.
这是 general mission.
So that's general mission.
好，拓荒 mission, frontier mission.
拓荒是
frontier.
Fronting?
就是在前方。
In the front, front line mission.
Front line mission, okay, 可以这么讲哈。啊，多少%？
Why is it?
1 cent. 对吗？
一分钱。
对吗？ 1 cent, 不是一角, 1 cent。
一分钱。
一块钱中只有一分钱用在 拓荒宣教， 就是到了真正需要传福音的地方。
And only we spend 1% that the money on the places that really need the gospel.
比方说到南美洲， 你不要去墨西哥西地， 你到亚马孙河吧。
And you go to Amazon River.
那个叫 frontier， 那个叫拓荒宣教。
Those are the areas really need the gospel.
你去中国， 你不要去上海北京。
And when you go to China, don't go to Shanghai, Beijing.
你到西藏、维吾尔、新疆、威克那里去。
And you go to some of the rural place.
那个就是宣教。
And that is mission.
现在教会里面的一块钱当中，只有一分钱用在这样的地方。请问，是谁占据了外邦人应该得到上帝祝福的机会？
We only use 1% of those things. Who rob the opportunity?
我们再看另外一个例子，圣经翻译。 事实上有多少个语文呢？有6900多，快7000了，一种语文。
And there's about 69
close to 7,000, okay.
Of languages.
In general, 7,000, okay.
7,000 languages,
okay. 那完成整本翻译呢？有多少的语言呢？ 大概还不到500,
4,457。 And do you know what type of translation? There's about 500 translations.
还不到1000哦。
Not even 1,000?
457对7000呢， 百分之几， 我也算不了，请问你多少%？ 非常少了，哎，非常少。好，这里很多讲英文，读英文圣经了哈。请问你多少个英文的译本翻译本？
And you read
how many English Bible translation are in the market?
有多少英译本？
你跟我算，算不来。More than what? 啊，发五百。
Chinese、English translation of five different.
从以前到现在的哈，从你不张大嘴巴哈，我看的时候我也张大嘴巴哈。
I was very
well.
Shocked.
就算不是五百，也很多。
So even not maybe 500, but there's a lot of translation.
有 NIV, 有 NNIV, 有 RNIV, 有 NASB, 有 NASB 1995, 然后有 RSV, 有 RRSV, 一大堆哈。
There are so many translations.
Why do we need that?
为什么需要？
还有6500个语文没有圣经，我们为什么需要成千上百的翻译本？
There's almost 6,500 that without translation.
我们的钱用在哪里？
Where do we use the money?
Where the money gone to? 去了钱去了哪里？
Where did the money gone to?
我们需要吗？
Do we need it?
中文呢？
Chinese.
有几种版本？
How many different versions?
来猜一下。
Think.
猜到有饭吃。
If you can guess right,、
啊、
I treat you lunch.
70啊。
Leslie said about 70 different
close.
versions.
等一下有半碗饭给你。
You get half, I will treat you half of the lunch.
上百本。
More than 100.
这从以前呢、啊、什么清朝时官方版本啊高斯高版本啊什么现在还有另外两本正在要出炉当中、啊、什么汉新汉语有汉语一本还有新汉语一本。
And so there are,
然后以前我们就用了和合本。
And so there actually is a close to 1,000 version of 100 translation in Chinese.
以前有个和合本，对不对？然后还有一个和合本标新标准版，然后一个和合本修订版，现在还有一个新和合本。哎呀，搞得我莫名其妙。
There are just so many different translations.
My question is, do we need that?
我的问题是我们真的需要吗？
我们需要把这钱花在这个地方。
我们 do we really need to spend the money?
不要忘记外面还有6500个文字没有圣经。
There is just 6,500.
如果我们把这些钱如果花在翻译圣经的话，请问还有多少个种族他们没有言语的、没有文字的？他们最后有文字、有圣经可以读？请问，是不是我们抢夺了这些人的应该得到的权利
？Do we offer the opportunity for them to get a chance to read the Bible？
我们看看基督教的刊物。
And let's look the publication.
现在越来越少这个 Christian bookstore 了哈。
And so less and less of Christian bookstore.
Christian library 也关了好多间了。
And there are so many bookstore actually closed.
这个中文好像是少之又少了。
And so there are very fewer and fewer.
因为现在是要买东西是网购哈。
We buy things online.
你什么圣经 Amazon 都有哈。
Any Bibles you can get it from Amazon.
我买的很多这个宣教书 Amazon 也有哈。
And so I got a lot of the mission book from Amazon.
他们没生意了哈。
And so other places.
再加上现在的人不读书不看书。
And another problem is people don't like to read.
现在的特别年轻人、哦、虽然我也蛮年轻的哈。
And so you're like young people, just like me.
我们现在连不看书他们看 blog。
And we would rather read blog instead of
books. 而且看 blog 的长的也不看。
And so even the long blogs we don't
want to
read.
要看很多很多照片的。
We like to see the pictures.
一目了然就好了。
And so we can understand
immediately. 所以很多很好的书都没有办法出版，因为没有读者。
And because there are a lot of good books that cannot be published because there's no
readers. 但是就算如此，在基督教的书刊里面，有97%的书刊是关乎我们自己的需要。
But there's a 97%. Of the books that is really is have to do with our own needs.
你到如果有机会，你到书房看一下，书房你看什么基督教婚姻观一大堆。
And so if you go to the Christian books, you see talk about the marriage relationships. There's so many of them.
从圣经看领导一大堆。
And talk about from the Bible to look at leadership.
这个查经书解经注一大堆。
And how to read the Bible and to study the Bible.
单单圣经那一行就几排。
And so we just talk about when the Bible.
有金边黑皮的，有不是皮的，有红面的，一拉面的一大堆。
And so different types of Bible with the letters.
都是为了我们自己的祝福。
Is only for our own blessing.
请问有多少是特别围着这些外邦人而设计的书呢
？And how many books are related to the Gentiles？
你的财宝在哪里
？Where are your treasure？
你的心也在哪里
？Your heart will be。
这是非常好的测谎机。
And this is a very good lie detector。
测试上你自己。
And you just test yourself。
你说你爱外邦人。
Do you love Gentiles？
真的吗
？Really？
你说我们教会很注重传福音宣教
，and we say our church really care about mission。
真的吗
？Really？
这是测谎机
，and this is a lie detector。
我们很多时候教会是这样的
，and sometimes very often this is the church。
我们教会有传福音的部门，我们有敬拜部门，我们团契有没有啊？有这个门训。
And we have a disciple training, or worship, we have fellowship, and we also have mission.
然后有的教会偶尔会插上一个什么 M.
And some church has M.
这个 M 不是 money 哈。
It's not about 不是钱。
My M 是 mission.
And that's where the.
所以有的教会说，哎呀，我们人家有 mission， 我们没有，我们没有做宣教，很不好意思哈。
And it's kind of embarrassing if our church have the mission, we don't have it, so we need to add a little bit.
多多少少总要有一点宣教的东西给人看嘛。
So we have to show people.
所以我们就在传福音的部门下面设了一个小小的叫 M。Mission, 宣教部。
And so we talk about when we talk about the gospel, preaching the gospel. Underneath, there's a mission.
当然，我不是说你们教会的是这样。
I'm not talking about our church like that.
不是，我说一般呐，一般呐。
And in general, a lot of churches are like that.
但是当教会的收入不好的时候
，And when church income decrease,
第一个一八折被拦腰被砍是哪一个
？Do you know what the first budget will be cut?
啊
，mission.
Mission.
宣教就是第一个被砍掉，
这是很实在的问题。
And that's very practical.
这是一般教会的情况。
And that is the issues in the.
我们是不是应该从这样到这样啊
？And so we should from here and to there.
我们还是仍然还是有不同的侍奉，还是有不同的部门。
And we still have many different departments.
但是我们的聚焦，我们的焦点是在什么？是在神给我们的使命。
And but the focus point actually is God's great.
我们仍然还有我们的敬拜，我们仍然很用心、很努力，把我们的主的崇拜做得越来越好。
And we have still have a worship we can do better, during the Sunday.
我们的主日学教导也要越来越办得好，而且弟兄姐妹们在主日学里面有很好的学习，能够对神的话有更深的了解。
And we really have a good Sunday school so that the student can understand God's word.
我们教会的侍奉有很多的训练，让我们弟兄姐妹们真的很忠心的在不同的岗位上侍奉神。
To service, we can teach them how to be faithful.
我们有很好的门训的节目，我们盼望。从信徒变成门徒，但是这一切的聚焦应该是在大使命的这个焦点下面来做。我们的主的崇拜里面，我们有没有外邦人的愿在当中？我们的团契里面有没有外邦人的愿？
And so for the fellowship, do we have?
还是说我们团契好的不得了，外面人很难插进来。
And so our fellowship is wonderful.
往往很多时候，很多教会的团契非常好，好的不得了，了不得。
And so there's so many churches, their fellowship is so good.
新人来到教会里面根本没有地方给他怎么了塞进去。
And the new people come, there's no place for them to go.
你的团契里面有没有外邦人的愿
？Do you have a core?
你的门徒的训练里面有没有训练门徒去传福音？
And do you have a disciple training?
你的门徒训练里面有没有告诉他们宣教的重要，这是神的心意
？And to teach those people to preach gospel.
早上我在主日群里面说了一句话。
And this morning, when
我说宣教不是从短线或者奉献基金来开始。
And the mission is not start for short-term mission.
宣教也不是回应神的呼召做宣教士开始。
And it's not responding to God's calling to be a missionary.
宣教是从明白神的心开始。
And mission is from understanding God's heart.
Mission began of understanding God.
And 知道神的心意。
那我们在门训里面，我们要教导神的心意呢
？And so, do we need to teach God's heart in disciple training? Do not forget.
不要忘记，千万不要忘记，神的殿是万民祷告的殿。
And God's house is a prayer of the house.
我们这个教会。或者我们的信徒里面还有没有一块地方叫做外邦人的院
And in our hearts, in our church, is there a place is called court of Gentiles?
我们的教会里面还是一个万民祷告的殿
Is our church is the place for people to pray?
我们有没有把它变成贼窝呢
And do that become the den of robbers?
我们有没有强取了神留给还没有信主的朋友的一些机会蒙福的机会呢
Do we rob the opportunity for those people being blessed?
我们一起祷告
And let's pray together
神啊我们祷告神啊求你怜悯我们
And have a mercy on us
主很多时候我们说我们明白你的心意
Very often we say we understand your heart
但是很多时候我们做出来却不是
But on the contrary we do not act the same
我们已经那外邦人的院已经长满了野草
And the court of a Gentile has grow a lot of weeds.
我们甚至在外邦的院里面做了我们自己属于我们自己的事。
And then we use those the space to do our own things.
外邦人在这个外邦的院里面没有地位。
And there's the Gentile does not have a place in the court of Gentile.
主要在我们反省的时候，我们问到底是谁占据了这些外邦人应该得的福气
？So we ask ourselves, who robbed those places away.
神啊, 求你怜悯我们,
and have a mercy on us.
让我们个别的信徒,
and so every individual Christian
能够成为一个神所用的一个传福音的人,
and become a person that, God can use to preach
gospel. 让我们的教会,
and allow our church
成为一个神和神心意的一个宣教导向的机会,
and to become a channel that we have a mission and ministry.
让我们教会里面的外邦人的语言占满的都是那些等着听福音的外邦人,
and so the court of Gentile filled with the people who want to know your gospel.
让我们在他们当中努力的工作, 让更多的人进入到神的院里面, 内院里面,
and so those people have an opportunity to become children of God.
求主帮助我们,
and please help us.
求主听我们祷告,
and listen our prayers.
我们祷告是靠主耶稣的名,
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. 谢谢. Responding song? Do we have a responding song? No. Okay. Now, so let's give a time to Pastor Chan about 下面先去给陈牧师。